我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你带领我们过去一个礼拜来的带领。
Loving Father, thank you for guiding us this past week.
我们再次以欢喜的心到主你面前来敬拜你。
We're here to worship you with a joyful heart.
求主你的圣灵开启我们的心灵来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
May Spirit open the eyes of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 当耶稣出来传讲神国的福音的时候，有很多的人出来听他的信息，并且跟随他。
When Jesus came to start his ministry, many people came to listen to his message and to follow him.
耶稣呼召了十二个门徒来跟随他，圣经也告诉我们，其他也有很多门徒来跟从他。
So Jesus called 12 disciples to follow him, and the Bible tells us that many people came to follow him too.
但是当他们跟从了耶稣一段时间之后，觉得耶稣基督的教训太困难接受了，因此他们离耶稣而去。
But after a while, they found that Jesus' teaching was too difficult to accept, so they started leaving.
约翰福音第六章六十节说，他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And John 6:60 tells us, on hearing this, many of his disciples said, "This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?"
第六章六十六节说，从此他们途中有许多退去的，不再和他同行。
In verse 66, from this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him.
耶稣到世界来传讲许多的信息，并且耶稣的信息让很多人难以接受。
So Jesus came and preached many messages, but many of them were difficult to accept.
比如在马太福音第五章十一节说，当别人因为你们跟从我而侮辱迫害你们，说各样毁谤的话毁谤你们你们多么的有福啊。
So for instance, Matthew 5:11, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, or falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me.
马太福音第五章三十八节，耶稣说：“你们听见有这样的教训，说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。”
In verse 38, you've heard that it was said, "Eye for eye and tooth for tooth."
三十九节说：“但是我告诉你们，不要向欺负你们的人报仇。”
But I tell you, do not resist an evil person.
继续。马太福音第五章四十三到四十四节说，你们又听见这样的教训说，爱你们的朋友，恨你们的仇敌，但是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，并为逼迫你们的人祷告。
In more than 43:44, you've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
许多的人觉得说耶稣所说的话不切实际。
So many people thought that what Jesus said was unrealistic.
有人觉得耶稣所说的话很美、崇高，但发现没有人能够去实践。
Many people thought that his message was beautiful and noble, but not many could actually practice.
比如有人这么的指出说，一些人喜欢耶稣，却不能忍受。
And some people say some like Jesus but can't stand his church.
有些人喜欢门徒，但不能忍受教会的领导。
And some personally like the disciples but can't abide the church's leadership.
有人希望教会所有的人都是圣人，却相反的，却是一群的罪人。
And some wanted a church of all saints and got a pack of sinners instead.
有些人被物质主义的世界所引诱，因此离开了教会。
And some were lured by the materialism of the world and left church.
有些人因着各种不同的原因离开了教会，他们离开了主耶稣基督的信仰。
And many people left the church for miscellaneous different reasons, and they left the belief in Christ.
当耶稣当日看见啊，跟随他的人有许多人啊，离弃不再跟随他。
That day, Jesus saw that many people left and decided not to follow him.
耶稣问他的十个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”
So Jesus asked his 12 disciples, "Will you also go away?"
我们在跟随耶稣基督的信仰的旅程当中，也会遇到一些的挑战。
In our journey of belief to Jesus, we also face these challenges.
有如当日耶稣问他十个门徒的话，同样今天他也要问我们说，你们也要离去吗？
Just like the day when Jesus asked his disciples, he's going to ask us, will you also go away?
我们是否也要离去或是继续的跟随耶稣呢？
Are we going to leave or are we going to continue to follow Jesus?
我们从约翰福音第六章60-69节的经文以来以去共同来领受神的话。
So from the scripture in John 6, let's receive God's word and the message is come and go.
第一，来，我们来认识生命的主。
First of all, come and get to know the Lord of life.
在旧约里，神差遣摩西领导以色列民出埃及。
In the Old Testament, God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
当他们到了西乃的旷野的时候，没有食物可以吃。
When they arrived in the wilderness of Sinai, they had no food.
于是神行的神迹从天上降下来一种食物，叫做玛拿。
So God performed a miracle and sent manna from heaven down to earth for them to eat.
因此他们免于死在旷野当中，在那边饿死这是一件神非常大的神迹。
So his people won't starve to death in the wilderness, and this was a great miracle.
神救了他们的生命。
God saved their lives.
耶稣当时告诉以色列民说今天的约翰福音第六章51节，我就是从天上降下来，那是生命的食粮，吃了这食粮的人永远不死，我所要赐给人的食粮就是我的肉是为了使世人得到生命而献出的。
In the scripture just read, Jesus said, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, and which I will give for the life of the world.
对犹太人来说，他们很熟悉神从天上降下来的粮食就是玛拿。
So the Jewish people, they're very familiar with the manna that was sent from heaven.
耶稣更进一步的来说，他的肉就是从天上降下来的粮食。
And Jesus took it another step forward and said that his flesh was the food sent from heaven.
他们吃了之后就永远不死。
And they will never die if they consume it.
不像当初以色列民的祖先在旷野吃了那些玛拿之后，人生最后还是会死。
Unlike their ancestors who ate the manna and still died.
耶稣说他的肉就是永远的食粮或是粮食。
And Jesus said that his flesh was this eternal bread.
约翰福音第六章52节继续说，这话在犹太人当中引起了剧烈的争论他们说这个人怎么能把自己的肉给我们吃呢？
And then continues in verse 52, then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves, how can this man give us his flesh to eat?
耶稣向他们强调说，如果你们不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血你们就没有真生命。
But Jesus said, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of Son of Man and drink his blood, you will have no life in you.
如果他们吃了他的肉，喝了他的血，他们将获得永恒的生命。
If they eat his flesh and drink his blood, they will have eternal life.
约翰福音第六章55-56节，耶稣继续说，我的肉是真正的食物，我的血是真正的饮料，那 吃我的肉喝我的血的藏在我生命里面，而我也在他们生命里。
And Jesus continued to say, For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in them.
因为这句话，基督教在起初的一段时间里面，曾经一度被指控是野蛮的食人者。
So because of what Jesus said, in the early times, they were accused of being a savage cannibals.
因为根据以上这些经文所说，耶稣说他的肉真的是可以吃的。
Because in the scripture just read, Jesus said that his flesh is real and can be eaten.
他的血真的可以喝的。
And that his blood can be drunk.
若不吃他的肉，喝他的血，就没有真正的生命与永生。
And those who don't eat his flesh and drink his blood will not have the eternal life.
因此那些反对逼迫基督徒的人就说基督徒是野蛮的食人者。
And therefore those who were against the Christians were accusing them of being cannibals.
圣经里面提到血代表生命。
And scripture mentions blood and it symbolizes life.
没有血代表没有生命。
Without blood, it symbolizes no life.
当一个人受伤流血过多将导致死亡。
When a person is wounded and loses too much blood, this will lead to death.
当一个人因受伤失血过多，或是一个人在手术台上失血过多必须输血才不至于导致生命的危险。
So often blood transfusions are required when someone gets hurt or gets or in the middle of surgery so that they will not encounter dangers of their life.
耶稣在比喻描写我们信靠他的人，有如他将他的血输入到我们的生命里面。
You hear Jesus using this as a metaphor, like when we come to trust in him, it's like his blood transfusing into our lives.
因此他的身体就变成为我们的身体。
So that his body becomes our body.
他的生命就变成为我们的生命。
And his life, our lives.
我们有如成为另外的一个像基督这样的一个样式。
And we become the form of Christ.
我们的言行能够活出耶稣基督的样式来。
We could live out our behaviors like Christ.
耶稣要他们来认识他本身就是是生命的主。
And Jesus wanted them to understand that he was the Lord to give life.
他与父与神融为一。
And that he was one with the Father.
约翰六章六十二节说，假如你们看见人子上升回到他原来所在的地方，又怎样呢？
And Jesus asked in 62, Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before?
耶稣要门徒们来认识他原来是从什么地方来的。
And Jesus wanted his disciples to understand where did he come from.
他就是离开天上荣耀的宝座，他与父融为一，他从父那里来到了这个世界。
And he left the glorious throne in heaven. He was one with Father, but he was sent by the Father to the world.
如果他们了解了这一点的话，他们对耶稣将有不一样的看法。
And if they can understand this, that they would see him differently.
他们将知道他就是一位是生命的主。
And they will come to know that he was the Lord who gives life.
我们从以上这些话语来知道他要我们来就是来认识这一位生命的主。
And from Jesus' word, he wants us to come to know that he is the Lord of life.
耶稣他与父融为一。
That he was one with Father.
他是所有宇宙人类万物所有一切的创造者。
And he was the maker of the universe and all human.
以赛亚书第四十章二十五到二十六节说，那圣者说。你们将谁比我叫他与我相等呢你们向上举目看谁创造这万象 按数目领出他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Isaiah 40:25-26. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls forth each of them by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
主耶稣道成肉身到这世上来，为了要让我们来认识他是一位生命的主宰。
And the Lord took the form of flesh to the world to help us to understand that he has authority in life.
他是万物的创造者，我们当以谦卑的心来到他的面前，来信靠他，歌颂他，赞美他。
And that he was is the creator of the universe, that we should come with a humble heart to come trust and worship him.
有一个故事说，有一个科学家觉得他可以与神相比同等的，所以他举目向天。向神来宣告这么说。
So there's a story that says there's one scientist, he thought that he was equal with God, so he looked up and proclaimed to God.
他说，神啊，我能够做正如你所做的事。
He said, I can do all you do.
我也能够用尘土来造人。
I can create a person out of dust.
我了解生命的系统与科学。
I understand the system of life and science.
神说，那好啊，让我们来看看你能够做什么。
So God said, okay, let's see what you can do.
那个人就低下身体，从地上抓了一把泥土起来。
So the person knelt down and grabbed a handful of dust, a dirt.
在他接着要做下一个步骤的时候，神对他说，哎，看慢点啊，请慢一些。
Before he proceeded to the next step, God said, hold on a second.
我听你说你能做像我所做的事。
God said, I thought you said you could do all I did.
科学家说，对啊，我能够。
And the scientist said, yeah, I can.
所以神告诉他说，哎，将你手上的泥土呢，这个放下去，那个泥土也是我做的。
So God told him, let go of the dirt was made by me.
这个世界所有一切都是神所创造的。
And everything is created by God.
我们不能够像神一样从无来创造有。
We cannot create something from nothing like God.
当然，我们作为一个科学家，也能够成为一个虔诚信靠神的人。
And as a scientist, we could also become someone who can devote and trust the Lord.
我们以谦卑的精神去发掘神所创造的这个世界宇宙的奥秘并且来荣耀归于神。
With a humble spirit, we can discover this world that's created by God, discover the mystery of the universe and to give Him glory.
第二点，来，我们来接受在耶稣基督里的恩典。
The second message is come to accept the grace in Christ.
回到约翰福音第六章六十四节说，只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
Let's go back to John 6:64. Yet there are some of you who do not believe, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him.
耶稣从起先就知道哪一些人不能相信他他就是与神唯一。
And from the very beginning, Jesus knew that some of them will not believe. He was one with God.
有人还不能相信他是宇宙万物生命的主宰。
And some people will not accept that he's the Lord of life.
但是这就是耶稣到世界上来的目的。
But this was the purpose of Jesus coming to the world.
要借着圣灵的工作，神在耶稣里盼望我们世人都能够来认识他是一位生命的主。
That through the work of the Holy Spirit, that Christ hopes that we can all come to know him.
耶稣知道世间知道谁要出卖他。
And beforehand, Jesus knew who was going to betray him.
耶稣出来传神国福音的时候，在那时他经常的来对他们提到说，人子要被害，然后三天后复活。
So when he was when he came out to start his ministry, very often he told his disciples that he was going to be persecuted, and that on the third day he will resurrect.
耶稣是被钉十字架，不是被环境所逼，走到走投无路的地步，因此他被钉在十字架上，不是这样。
Jesus wasn't crucified because he was forced by the circumstances.
约翰福音第十章十八节，耶稣说：“没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从父所领受的命令。”
For Jesus said in John 10:18, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father."
这告诉我们，耶稣的被卖，最后被钉在十字架上复活，一方面是反映人类的邪恶。
So Jesus, when he got betrayed and was crucified and resurrected, on one hand, it was reflecting the evil of human.
另一方面，也反映神的超乎人的智慧。借着耶稣的死来替世人赎罪。
On the other hand, he also reflected the wisdom of God that transcended our wisdom, that through his death came to redeem our sins.
以前一位坦桑尼亚在非洲共和国之一的一个宣教师威廉，他分享一个见证。
So there was a minister, Mr. Williams, he shared his testimony when he was in Tanzania.
他说在一个晚上睡觉的时候，他进入的一种梦境那种情况。
And that one night, when he was sleeping, he had a dream.
他发现自己被带到了耶稣所被钉十字架的哥哥他。
He found himself brought to Calvary, where Jesus was crucified.
他说我抵达哥哥他的时候，正好是士兵们用锤子将钉子从耶稣的手钉入在十字架的那一个时刻。
And he said, I arrived on Calvary precisely at the time and moment when Jesus was being crucified, and the soldiers were hammering the nails into his hands.
但是你知道我是如何的震惊，我看到了那些士兵们的脸，其中的一个脸就是我自己的脸。
But you can imagine how utterly surprised and shocked I was when I saw that one of the soldiers' face was mine.
他说我在东非当宣教师16、17年，也尽心的在服侍主。
He said he served in East African region for about 16-17 years and that he fully devoted himself to the Lord.
但是在那个印象当中，他看到了自己，也就是把耶稣钉在十字架上其中的一个人。
But in that vision, he saw that he was one of the people who nailed Jesus on the cross.
他在主的面前祈求主耶稣基督的赦免。
So he prayed for forgiveness.
这就是我们每一个人在神面前的情况。
And this is also our circumstance in front of the Lord.
不管我们是多么好的一个人，我们在神面前都是罪人。
It doesn't matter how good we think we are, we're all sinners to Him.
也都是我们的罪，将耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
That was our sin that nailed Jesus on the cross.
罗马书第三章二十三节说：“因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。”
In Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
耶稣之被钉在十字架上，是因为你我我们所有人的罪，导致他走向十字架的道路。
Jesus nailed on the cross because of your sin, of my sin, of all our sins that led him to the cross.
耶稣之被钉十字架，并不是那几个罗马兵丁所做的事，乃是我们的罪把他钉在十字架上。
Jesus was crucified on the cross not because of the few Roman soldiers, but it was because of our sin.
这位宣教师 Tony Williams 说，最后主他看到了主转身过来，微笑地对他说 ，Tony， 你的罪被赦免。
And then this minister Tony Williams, at the end he saw the Lord turning toward him and smiled to him and said, Tony, your sins are forgiven.
这就是我们到神面前的态度，我们本都是一个罪人，在耶稣基督里我们免他，得着了他的赦免。
Now this should be our attitude when we come in front of the Lord, that we're all sinners and that he's forgiven us.
约翰福音六章六十五节继续说，耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。
In verse 65, Jesus went on to say, This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them.
耶稣说，神恩待我们世上的罪人，因此我们能够到耶稣基督的面前来寻求神在基督里所要赐给我们赦罪的恩典。
Jesus said that God had mercy for us, the sinners, so that we could come in front of Jesus Christ to ask for the grace of salvation.
耶稣继续也教导我们，在他的主教我们的主导里面，教导我们说，免得我们的债如同我们免得人的债。
And Jesus continued to teach us in the Lord's Prayer and asked us to pray that forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us.
我们每个礼拜在礼拜的时候都以主的祈祷文来祷告。
And we pray this Lord's Prayer every Sunday.
这也是其中一项很重要的，我们求神来免得我们的债，我们也应当免得人的债。
And this is also very important that as Jesus forgive our sins, that we forgive the sins of others.
债代表罪债。
Now this trespass is simple as sin.
我们恳求神来赦免我们的罪，我们对他的得罪，正如我们也赦免那些得罪我们。
While we ask the Lord to forgive our sins, we also need to forgive those who offend us.
我们领受神在基督里对我们赦罪的恩典，我们也应当以耶稣基督的爱去赦免那些得罪我们的人。
As we receive the grace of salvation from Jesus Christ, we also need to love others, those who offend us with the love of Christ.
有一个小孩子 Eddie, 六岁的时候，他年轻的母亲在生活上一团糟。
This is a young child, Eddie, who was 6 years old, when his young mother was her life was a mess.
他的母亲把他丢在一个孤儿院。
And then his mother left him at an orphanage.
他站在孤儿院的台阶上，看着他的母亲坐在计程车的后面，流着泪向他挥手。
And he was standing on the steps of the orphanage building and watching his mother leaving in the taxi, crying and waving by.
他的母亲就这样的离去了。
And she left.
Eddie 感到惧怕、生气与被拒绝。
Eddie was afraid and he became angry because he felt rejected.
在那个时候，他向着那一台计程车追去，大声的喊着说，妈咪，妈咪，我恨你，我恨你。
So he started chasing the cab and cried, Mommy, Mommy, I hate you, I hate you.
我不能够，永远不能够来原谅你。
I'll never forgive you.
Eddie 这个小孩子虽然遭受了人生几种的遭遇，但是他也很进取。
And even though Eddie fell into the circumstance, he was very proactive.
他成为一个专业的溜冰选手。
He became a professional skater.
后来他也成为一个会计师，拥有自己的会计事务所。
And then became an accountant and owned his firm.
再过几年之后，啊，神在他的身上另一种的呼召。
And after a few more years, he felt the calling from God.
他决定献身来服侍主。
And he decided to commit himself to serve the Lord.
当他神学院毕业，在封立的那一天，他拿起长途的电话，打电话给他的母亲，说：“母亲啊，我爱你，并且我原谅你。”
On the day when he was graduating from the seminary, and when he was about to be ordained, he picked up the phone and called his mother and told his mother, "Mom, I love you and I forgive you."
在一段很长的哭泣的电话谈话当中，几年来的追逐已经结束了。
And after a long sobbing telephone conversation, the longest chase in years was ended.
四十年来 ，Eddie 在他的脑海里追逐着那一辆计程车，现在已经结束了。
For 40 years, Eddie had been chasing that taxi in his mind, and now it's over.
Eddie 赦免了他的母亲，他内在的心灵获得了自由与平安。
That he forgave his mother and that he finally obtained that freedom and peace in his heart.
在我们的生命当中，神在基督里赦免了我们的罪，我们也应当借着圣灵的能力来赦免那些得罪我们的人。
In our lives through Christ, God forgave our sins, so we should rely on the Holy Spirit to give us that capacity to forgive those who sin against us.
这将带来我们心灵之创伤的医治与内在真实的平安。
And this is what's going to heal the wound in our hearts and give us the internal peace.
在我们当中，或许很少人曾经未曾经历过被人的伤害。
So among us, maybe there very few who has never been hurt by others.
有的人遭遇到了被配偶的遗弃。
Some people may be abandoned by their spouses.
有的人这个儿女让父母亲失望。
Some people made their parents very disappointed.
有的人被父母亲的虐待。
Some were abused by their parents.
有的人被朋友的出卖。
Betrayed by their friends.
有的人全心的为公司卖命，却遭受了革职、失业、苦读。
Some were laid off from their companies after their hard work.
有的人工作表现优越，却没有被升级。
Some people don't get promoted even though they perform well.
有的人尽心的服务，却遭受不公平的待遇。
Some were treated unfairly, even though they loyally service at their work.
等等这些我们需要学习去赦免人。
And there's so many instances, but we need to learn to forgive others.
我们已经在主耶稣基督里蒙的赦罪的恩典，我们恳求圣灵的帮助，赐给我们能力以耶稣基督的爱去赦免人。
Because we've already received the grace of salvation through Jesus Christ, so we pray that the Holy Spirit help us to give us the ability to love others and forgive others.
这将使我们受伤的心灵得着医治，重新获得内心真实的平安与自由。
And this would heal our wounded hearts and allow us to gain that inner freedom and peace.
就像刚才 Eddie 的见证，当他能够来原谅赦免他小时候被母亲的遗弃的时候，他的内心重新获得了真实的平安。
Just like Eddie's testimony, when he forgave his mother for abandoning him, he finally reached that inner peace.
最后，人生何去何从
？And finally, where do we come and where do we go?
在 当时跟从耶稣这些门徒的当中，听到耶稣基督的教训之后， 他们觉得耶稣基督的教训太难理解了。
And going back to the time of Jesus, many of his followers heard his teachings and felt it was too difficult to understand or too noble.
他的信息太崇高，不能够去实现，太这个不切实际啊，因此呢，很多人就离开了。
And that his teachings were too impractical, so they no longer followed Jesus.
约翰六章六十七到六十八，继续，耶稣问他十二个门徒：“你们呢？你们也要退出吗？”西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？”
verses 67-68, "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him.Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
我们人生何去何从呢？
And where do we come and where are we going?
彼得说耶稣他有永生之道，他跟其他的门徒要继续跟随耶稣。
And Peter said that Jesus has the word of eternal life and the 12 of them will follow him.
耶稣到这世上来要将我们带进神之永恒的国度。
Jesus came to this world to lead us into the eternal kingdom of God.
使徒彼得见证，他已经找到了人生正确的目标。
Apostle Peter, he testified that he's found the correct goal in his life.
他找到了对的跟从的对象。
And that he found the right person to follow.
耶稣要把他带到神的面前。
Jesus was going to bring him to the front of the Lord.
有一对基督徒的夫妇都是有执照的飞行员。
There's a Christian couple and they're both licensed pilots.
他们分享说我们人生就好像飞行一样。
So once they share that life is like flying.
要飞行之前有很重要一些的惯例的手续的过程要去检查。
Now before flying, there are essential routine procedures that I have to follow.
其中包括检查机油、飞行的燃料与飞行的控制等等。
The procedures include checking the engine oil, checking the fuels, and the flight controls.
其中另外很重要的事就是要申请飞行的计划，要知道他们要到哪里去，要遵循飞行的航线，查看气候等等这些事项。
Another really important thing is for them to file a flight plan, so they know where to go and which route to take, and also check the weather.
记得在1997年的十月十二日。美国著名的一位乡村歌手叫做 John Denver， 在加州的这个 Monterey Bay Monterey Bay 上空坠机丧生。
I remember in 1997 on October 12th, the famous country singer John Denver, he passed away from a flight crash in Monterey Bay.
当他的飞机往曼特利湾上空上升的时候，就坠下来了。
When the flight took off at Monterey Bay, it immediately crashed.
发现到他的油箱没有燃料。
And they found out it's because the tank had no fuel.
事先没有检查他的油箱。
They didn't check the tank.
多么的可惜。丧生了一条这么宝贵的生命。
That he lost his precious life.
西门彼得当时告诉耶稣说，他们不愿意离开耶稣，因为他们知道耶稣要将他们的人生带到哪里去。
And on that day, Simon Peter told Jesus that they will not leave him because they know Jesus can lead them to where they're supposed to be going.
人生像飞行一样，我们应当知道我们人生的最终到哪里去。
Life is like flying. We should know that ultimately where are we heading?
使徒彼得说，耶稣他有永生之道。
Peter said Jesus had the words of eternal life.
耶稣来要带我们进入神之永恒的国度。
Jesus came to lead us into God's eternal kingdom.
我们借着耶稣基督能够来成为神之宝贵的儿女。
That through Christ that we could become the precious children of God.
这是多么的福气。
And how blessed are we?
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
John 14:6, Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
主耶稣基督就是我们人生的道路。
And Jesus Christ is the path of our life.
他来要带领我们人生走在正确的道路上。
He came to lead us to on the right path.
他就是有。他就是我们通往神的唯一的道路。
And he's our only way to God.
他是人生的真理。
Now he's the truth in life.
主耶稣的真理教导我们在这世界上如何的来生活。
His truth teaches us how to live in this world.
教导我们来认识神，认识他。
Teaches us to get to know the Lord and get to know him.
我们能够与神之间有和好的关系，以及我们如何跟别人来相处。
And how do we have a good relationship with God and with others?
耶稣就是生命，我们与主的生命连接在一起。主应许我们在这个世界上能够来活出他的丰盛的生命。
And that he is a life that when we're connected to him, he promises that we'll live out an abundant life.
以及与神之永恒的生命连接在一起。
And that will be connected to the eternal life of God.
人生何去何从？
Where do we come and where do we go?
我们跟随耶稣，并且我们知道，他是我们人生的牧者。
We follow Jesus because we know that he's a shepherd of our lives.
他甚至带领我们的人生直到永远。
That he will lead our lives into the eternity.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你借着耶稣基督到世界上来，成为我们的牧者，带领我们人生的路程。
Our loving Father, we thank you for sending Jesus to be our shepherd and to lead us into the eternal life.
帮助我们能够永远不放弃来跟随耶稣基督。
Help us to never give up, to never give up following him.
因为在他里面就是永生之道。
Because in him are the words of eternal life.
借着我们的主，知道我们是神宝贵的儿女。
Now through Christ, we'll know that we're the precious children of God.
我们知道在世界上我们能够活出主耶稣基督赐给我们丰盛的生命。
And then in this world, we know that Christ can teach us how to live an abundant life.
并且我们感谢你，借着耶稣基督，我们跟父上帝永远的连接在一起。
And that we give thanks that through Christ we can be eternally connected to Father.
我们在主的面前献上感谢。
We give our praises and thanks.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.